Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh calls for unified action against terrorism, rejects double standards at SCO meet in Kyrgyzstan. United Arab Emirates announces exit from OPEC following energy policy review. Pakistani strikes in Kunar province of Afghanistan leave 7 people dead. And Nepal registers protest against China's safety wall construction along Bhotikoshi River. And now the news in detail. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today called for a unified front to tackle terrorism, separatism and extremism by eliminating safe havens and rejecting any political exceptions. Speaking at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization or SCO Defense Ministers meeting in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, he asserted that the sight of state-sponsored cross-border terrorism, which attacks the sovereignty of a nation, must not be lost as there is no place for double standards. Remembering the victims of the heinous terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Mr. Singh said that during Operation Sindoor, India demonstrated its firm resolve that terrorism epicenters are no longer immune to justifiable punishment.
Operation Sindoor, we made it clear that terrorist centers cannot be protected from destruction. This demonstrated our zero tolerance policy toward terrorists and their supporters, a stance that has been recognized by the prestigious panel. However, our collective credibility is tested only when there is consistency. We must not forget that terrorism has no country or religion, and there can be no justification for it for the loss of innocent lives, whether real or perceived.
For innocent humanitarian loss ke liye koi bhi wajah, chahe woh vastavik ho ya kalpanik, jayaz nahi hai.
Later, he met Kyrgyzstan's Defense Minister, Major General Mukambetov Ruslan Mustafaevich, on the sidelines of SCO Defense Ministers' meet. Mr. Singh also met the Defense Minister of Belarus, Lieutenant General Viktor Krenin. The United Arab Emirates has announced it will exit the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, and the broader OPEC Plus alliance, with the decision taking effect from the 1st of May. The move follows a comprehensive review of national production policy, capacity, and long-term economic priorities. Authorities say the decision reflects the country's evolving energy profile, and it seemed to enhance flexibility in responding to global market dynamics. In a statement, the UAE said the step is based on national interest and its commitment to meeting global energy demand effectively. More from our West Asia correspondent.
After nearly 6 decades, the United Arab Emirates has stepped away from the OPEC, marking the end of one of the most significant partnerships in global energy. Abu Dhabi joined the Oil Producers Group in 1967, even before the UAE was formed, and went on to become one of the most influential members, ranking as the third largest producer after Saudi Arabia and Iraq. Long-standing differences over production quotas and countries' ambition to raise output to 5 million barrels a day by 2027 have sharpened the need for greater flexibility. For OPEC, the exit is a major setback. Losing a key member during a period of geopolitical strain and market volatility raises questions about group's cohesion. For the United States, which has often criticized OPEC's influence on prices, the move could be seen as a strategic gain. And for global oil markets already facing uncertainty, this signals a new and potentially unpredictable phase. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said that cooperation between Iran and Russia continues to expand amid regional uncertainty. Araghchi, who met President Putin in St. Petersburg, said that recent developments reflect the strength of the Iran-Russia strategic partnership and appreciated Moscow's support for diplomacy. President Putin reaffirmed Russia's readiness to assist in efforts to restore peace in West Asia. The Israeli military has ordered residents of 16 towns and villages in southern Lebanon to evacuate immediately to the Sidon area. The affected towns and villages include Al-Sawana, Al-Jumejima, Qir Bet Silm, Salah, and Deir Qifa. In a social media post, Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Avichai Adrai said, "The attacks are being launched due to Hezbollah violating the U.S.-mediated ceasefire agreement." On the other hand, Hezbollah has said it would not cease its attacks on Israeli troops inside Lebanon and on towns in northern Israel as long as Israel continued its ceasefire violations. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Iran wants the U.S. to open the Strait of Hormuz as soon as possible. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. India today strongly condemned the terrorist attacks in Mali, targeting multiple locations. New Delhi extended condolences to the families of the victims and expressed solidarity with the government and people of Mali in this difficult time. At least 7 people have been killed and around 75 others injured after Pakistani strikes hit Afghanistan's Kunar province. The attacks targeted multiple locations, including the provincial capital Asadabad and Sarkano district. According to local reports, several residential areas and Syed Jamaluddin Afghan University were struck, causing widespread damage and panic. Hospital authorities in Asadabad confirmed that dozens of injured, including women and children, are undergoing treatment, while emergency teams continue rescue operations. Officials said nearly 30 students and staff were injured after mortar rounds hit the university campus. The Afghanistan Ministry of Higher Education has strongly condemned the attack, calling it a violation of international and Islamic principles. Baloch Women Forum has appealed to the UN and leading global human rights organizations, seeking urgent intervention over alleged and forced disappearances of Baloch women from the region. In an open letter addressed to bodies including the UN Human Rights Council, the forum described the situation as a growing human rights emergency. The forum alleged that such incidents reflect a broader pattern of repression targeting Baloch women, including students and homemakers, without due legal process. People held protests against prolonged unannounced power outages lasting up to 16 hours daily in Karachi, Pakistan. The demonstrations caused severe traffic congestion for hours in the city's business district. The protesters demanded immediate restoration of power supply, complaining that unannounced load shedding of up to 16 hours have made life of people very difficult during the summer. Nepal has strongly protested China's construction of a safety wall along the Bhotikosha River on the Chinese side of the Nepal-China border. According to Nepalese officials, the Chinese construction activities violate the boundary protocol signed between the two countries in 1963. The protocol states that either party must inform the other in advance before constructing any structure along the international border. Nepal fears that the construction could alter the river's course and cause damage on the Nepalese side. The river flows through the Tatupani water point in Sindhupal Chowk district and partly serves as a natural boundary between the two countries. Ugandan authorities have detained 231 foreigners in a major crackdown on illegal migration linked to suspected human trafficking and cybercrime operations. According to the Ministry of Internal Affairs, the arrests were made during coordinated operations targeting groups of foreign nationals in northern Uganda and capital Kampala. Bangladesh moved a step closer to nuclear power generation today as uranium fuel loading began at Unit 1 of the Rupur nuclear power plant, marking a historic milestone in the country's energy sector. With the start of fuel loading, Bangladesh is set to become the world's 33rd country to generate electricity using nuclear energy. Indian weightlifters put up a strong show at the Commonwealth Youth and Junior Championships in Apia, Samoa, winning 4 gold medals on day 2. Sunil Singh claimed gold in the men's 65kg category, while Azang Fa Gogoi topped the women's 58kg division. Abhinav Gogoi secured gold in men's 71kg category. In the Universal Cup, Charu Pesi of Arunachal Pradesh also won gold in the men's 65kg event. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh calls for unified action against terrorism, rejects double standards at SU meet in Kyrgyzstan. UAE announces exit from OPEC following energy policy review. Pakistani strikes in Kunar province of Afghanistan leave 7 people dead. And Nepal registers protest against China's safety wall construction along Bhotikoshi River. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.